Good day, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of the Patriot and Llama Show with Brother Rasaji and your brother Jimmy here. We're glad that you're here today. We're going to be talking about a serious subject called borderless countries. And we're going to talk about that, of course, compliantly, because you know we always do that. So you're going to be able to share it. So make sure you go out there and share it. Post it on your profile, get it out there everywhere, get as many people on this as possible. We got a lot of information we're going to share with you today, and we're going to you know, again, talk about how we all can work together to solve any problem, remember? Because, again, it's great to be aware of the problem, but you got to focus on the solution. Now, you might hear this dog barking in the background. Remember, Brother Jimmy's still in the DR, so I'm still setting up here. I'll get myself another mic. You might hear this Pedro or whatever they call him in Spanish barking back there, but sorry about that. I'll try to get this mic a little closer. How does everything sound? Okay, Brother Rasaji?
Sound good to me, bro.
Okay, so today, you know, we're going to talk about a few things with Brother Rasaji. You know, a lot of people are stressing over the current situation here in the United States. Now, again, I'm in the DR, but I live in the United States, and so does Brother Rasaji, about our border. You know, a couple of years ago, we had a very secure border. People were not allowed to come into this country without proper vetting, and they literally had to stay like, let's talk about on the Mexican border, they had to stay in Mexico why they wanted to get involved here. Listen, I want to say something up front. And I, you know, this is how I feel, and I'll let the Llama speak for himself. But I love people. Okay. I mean, I want to help everybody around the world. That's how I am. You know, every person that's a good person, that's not out to hurt people and not out to force their will upon people, I want to help. Right. I mean, if we looked at all the waste that we are spending around the world here in the United States alone, if we just looked at that waste and we eliminated it, we could help everybody around the planet. OK, we could literally help everybody around the planet and it wouldn't be hard at all. OK, but it's all about prioritization. Right. And it's not a political game. You know, I feel like what's going on right now is a political game. It's not about. You know, we've got good people coming across the border, and we got some really, really bad people coming across the border. We have a lot of countries that are emptying out their jail cells coming across the border, okay? So I want to talk to Brother Rasaji here about the Llama Series point of view about countries and their borders and what that means to, you know, their sovereignty. I know that there's people out there that say that, oh, well, we shouldn't have borders. Everybody should just be able to freely travel wherever they want. But, I mean, this would turn into chaos and mayhem, in my opinion. You have to have checks and balances in everything that you do in life. So, Brother Rasaji, first of all, how are you doing today, my brother?
Well, I'm doing great, Patriot Jimmy. Love being with you. 67th episode, borderless countries. Great topic, some real intel on what's going on and how it's going on. And, you know, while we're getting into this, I just think people, you know, we got people tuning in from over 40 countries and just feel like how they would feel, right, if they didn't have a borderless country. I remember ancient China had this idea about building the Great Wall of China, right? They were going to build the Great Wall of China. And it was amazing, you know, all the different people that are actually buried inside that wall today. I mean, there's thousands of Chinese that are buried in the mortars of that wall. You know, a lot of people don't know this, Jimmy. I don't even know if you and me have talked about it. But one of Trump's advisors had some advice from the Llamasary when they went to build the wall at the border. And they gave them the feng shui advice, and it was of this advice where they decided to put a separation between each slab so that the energy could flow. which also gave added strength to it because it allowed the fence to play a little bit. So that flow of energy is something. Now, you would have thought the country that created the science of feng shui would have figured that out, but obviously they didn't. And again, President 45, just being a builder, you know, he's a builder. That's what he was his whole life, is a builder, of things. I stayed in the 1970s in his first hotel when I was in Manhattan. And I looked at what he did there, and you could tell he was rebranding the way that people built hotels all over the world. Till this day, they can say a lot of things about him, but they can't take away that the guy's a visionary and he's a builder. And, you know, right now he's probably shaking his head big time. What the heck are they doing down there? You know, there's some big numbers right now, as you know, coming through there, and what people are doing. Here's the funny thing, Jimmy, is only about 20% of the people coming into this country are actually coming from, you know, close by our Spanish brothers and sisters. The rest of them are coming from all over the world, and they're being shipped here. They're being flown into some of the Spanish countries before they come here. And that's what they're trying to do. It's really kind of funny, though. Karma is very interesting to watch, the law of karma, as you know. It's something that the Lamasery has been focusing on for years. And, you know, there's an event getting ready to come up here in the next couple months that you know about, brother. And I got a feeling the way these people are being treated before they get here, especially the younger people, I don't think the Holy Spirit's really crazy about that right now. I know if there was ever a time to get right with your maker, Jim, I think the time's coming right now. Back to you, bro.
Well, we've been talking about that since you and I got together, right? And you'll see my air conditioning down here is blowing a little bit against me, so it's opening this up. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can turn this fan off, if that'll work. Hold on one second. Because it kind of like looks like, what's going on back there? Well, it's that blowing that's actually doing that. But, you know, we've been talking about this since you and I started doing the Patriot and the Lama Show and the other things that we do together about what's happening and what's going to be going on. And, you know, the latest from the Lamasery that you just put out this week. I mean, yesterday when we were on the Mastermind webinar with our brothers and sisters there doing our training, and even with the Teacher in the Depth program, there were so many comments about that latest of the Lamasery, this one that just happened, and what impact it had on people. So I would recommend that everybody goes over there. You know what? Let me turn on the banner because I forgot to do that again. So there you go. It's down below. I would recommend everybody go there and watch that. I think it's about 18 minutes long. If I recollect, you know, I listened to it too, by the way. I got so intrigued because usually I got so much going on, but I'm looking at all these comments and I'm like, okay, you know, I better, as soon as this is over, I'm gonna go listen to that. And I want you to do it as soon as this is over too, if you can. Okay. Or do it sometime in the next couple of days, but listen to that. What you're going to find out here is that, yeah, we're going to discuss this problem. All right. Every country that is going to be sovereign has to have borders. Now, I'm in what they're calling right now a third world country. It's total, you know, gross national production is $80 billion a year, $80 billion. The United States of America is over, I think, close to $20 trillion, okay? Now, some of the numbers might be, who knows? You almost can't believe anything these people tell you. You know what I mean? It's just it's amazing how incompetent they are, or how crooked and deceiving they are. But at the end of the day, Dominican Republic is hooked to Haiti. Oh, one of my friends said, aren't you afraid that Haiti, the Haitians are, and there's a lot of beautiful brother and sister Haitians, just beautiful people, okay? But they're worried. Are you worried about the Haitian other people coming over and attacking people? No. You know why I'm not? Because they got a, they're building a border wall, but they have the army over there. Okay. Ain't nobody coming across that border. Maybe they pay. You know, you have that going on all borders where they're paying. You know, they know somebody, they pay to get across and stuff. That happens. Okay. I mean, that happens with the best secured borders on the planet. But, you know, we all have to have, you know, the Dominican people, just like the American people. And America, again, is an experiment. Let's be honest. America is a 250-year-old plus experiment of all people from around the world, all nations from around the world coming into America, right? So you got people here from Italy, Africa, Cuba, China, everywhere around the world, they're in people like from them nations in America. But if you go back to all, look at all those nations, they all have a border. And I know there's a lot of people out there, there are a lot of what I want to say, the do-gooder greeners that think that they don't understand that, yeah, we do want to move off of fossil fuel. Don't get me wrong, we do. But Earth also produces oil all the time. It's like blood. You know, you go to donate blood, you pull the blood out and, you know, a pint of blood or whatever you're donating and it comes back. Okay. Do we want to move off of anything that hurts our environment? Of course we do, but we got to do it in a logical way. Would we like to be able to have people flow easier in and out of countries? Yeah, of course we would, but we got to do it a certain way. We can't just let anybody and everybody come over the border. And what's going on right now, it's kind of funny, Brother Rasaji. You know, there are two, you know, I'm here in, you know, when I'm in the States, I'm in Texas, you're in Florida, you know, you got Governor DeSantis, I got Governor Abbott, and all hell was breaking out on the TV about Governor Abbott shipping busloads of people crossing the border illegally to New York City, and the mayor was flipping out. You know what I mean? But here's the deal. If you're okay with that stuff and you're running a city or you're running a state and Texas ain't okay with it and Florida ain't okay with it, then what do you expect them to do? Florida and Texas, the people, are not okay with it. So they need to understand that shipping to a state that's okay with it, and then all of a sudden when the people get there, they're not okay with it. Well, are you a hypocrite? Are you okay with it, or are you not okay with it? Myself, I feel that what's happening, Brother Rasaji, I'm hearing it's in the millions and millions and millions of people so far this year. You know, there's estimates it could be up to 15 million people in 1 year. What are you hearing from the Lamasery without, again, you know, because people are saying that the censoring bad in our comments. They're censoring. They said, look, they love to censor the Patriot and the Lama Show. You know, they love to censor us. Well, what, Jimmy, are you hearing from the Lamasery about?
Yeah, the hard numbers are a little over 2 million that they've tracked. About a million have basically escaped from them. So we're probably looking at about 3 million, but just think about that. And that's since the first beginning of the year. Just think about that number. Imagine 10 years from now. And that would, I mean, there's 27 million in Florida today. So just imagine what we're talking about. You know, the key is that what people need to understand, I'll give you a good story. There are a lot of good sheriffs, as you know, Jimmy, all over America and around the world, that really believe in law and order, and they really believe that their first constitutional right is to protect those people in their cities or in the counties that basically they're sheriffs of. So one of the buses recently was en route to New York, and it stopped in a little county in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And they started getting the people off the bus. So they called the person who owned the hotel and the restaurant, called the sheriff. The sheriff came over. And instead of the sheriff completely jumping out of crazy, he began to talk to people and had some translators there talk in different languages. And the people told that, you know, they were supposed to try to get off the bus there and just fend for themselves, that that's where the best they could do. Now, when they communicate it with the people on the bus, they ask him, what do you really want to do? We want to be able to get back on the bus, and we want to be able to go to our destination in New York where we're supposed to. So, you know, the sheriff used some diplomacy, but he understood the law, and they got the people back on that bus, and they headed. The people in Tennessee said, no, that ain't going to work here. They're not just going to get off undocumented, and that's just not going to happen. So, you know, people are standing up everywhere that we look at. You know, and Tennessee is just one of those conservative states that we've been talking about that believe in law and order, believe in the First and Second Amendment that we talked and discussed last week. And as you know, I grew up in Tennessee the first 10 years of my life. My daddy took me rabbit hunting when I was 8 years old. I still have that 20-gauge shotgun that he originally gave me. I sawed that thing off now, and it's really nice and tucked away, and I have it. It reminds me of him and the strength of it and the strength of him. And, you know, he would take me hunting different seasons. We'd go rabbit hunting by the railroad track right after the snow would fall, because those rabbits, boy, they really like to go around the track when the snow falls. He would take me out bass fishing and brim fishing. And his favorite thing was to go down to Cancun and go dove hunting. That was one of his most relaxed things that he loved to do, and loved to go deep sea fishing off the coast of Florida. It was one of the reasons that he was excited when he was told in 1966 that he would be relocating his family and moving to Northeast Florida. We were in a restaurant over the weekend, little town outside of Jacksonville called Mayport. We have a huge naval base in Mayport. And I had forgotten that Mayport was one of the first little cities. Now, this city's less than 10,000 people, where immigrants stepped their foot on our soil shortly after St. Augustine. St. Augustine was 1465, but this in Mayport, Jimmy, was 1562, and it was a beautiful restaurant. The guy who founded the restaurant over 50 years ago was originally a shrimp boat fisherman. He would go out 2 to 4 o'clock in the morning in the Atlantic, and he would shrimp, and he came in. And one day this shack kind of right there on the intercoastal came up, and he decided he was going to renovate that, turn it into a restaurant. And he did that. And then he sold his business to his nephew, and they had a 50-50 partnership. And he created what I believe is the most incredible seafood. The people bring the shrimp and the fish that's caught for the day. When they say fresh catch, oh my God. We took the family out there this past Sunday. About half the family had never been there. And the guy on the side, what he loved to do, he would carve up shrimp boats with his hand and knife and make little miniature shrimp boats out of there. And so we were in the new dining room that used to be his workstation. You can see it. The pictures are up on Facebook now, where he had miniature shrimp boats that he would spend 6 months maybe just creating one boat. And my dad, who was a heck of a negotiator when he was of right mind and spirit, is the only person that ever negotiated him to sell one of those shrimp boats to my dad. In 1983, he sold a shrimp boat to my dad for $800. And that whole town is so law and order. I mean, you can't even imagine. The Coast Guard sits on one side of the little town, and the Mayport Naval Base sits on the other side of the town. And I have talked with a lot of the Coast Guard and the naval people in this town. And one of the reasons that people love Jacksonville so much is they love law and order, and they love the military here. This is a very strong military. We actually have two naval bases here in this one town. And It is a very secure, very family-oriented town. They don't want none of this shenanigans about people being bussed here. And Governor DeSantis says that ain't happening. That just ain't happening on his watch. Back to you, bro.
Yeah, and again, every country, like you see, I have a map behind me. Now, it's not detailed out, but you see it's the map of the earth, okay, with my Patriots Network, Uniting Patriots Worldwide. And the majority of the countries have a secure border. And, you know, it's just like with the United States and all this politics that we got going on here, and I think this whole border thing is complete politics. Because when you look at a lot of what these people said years ago, most of them all agreed that we should have, you know, a secure border. But there's an agenda behind what's happening. There always is an agenda behind it, right? And so, but the good news is you've got states like Texas, you got states like Florida and other states that will just bus them on over to the folks that want them, you know, the like New York City. Like other states in San Francisco and other states that want them. And then they can go ahead and deal with the problem, the crime and all that, or the people that are, that, you know, that are good people, but now they're homeless or something else is going on. But then you see, again, as we're talking about these borders, but you see the, you know, the intentional sabotage of what was going on prior to the new administration. With all of the things, I mean, if you go look at the all of the stats from the government, you just go look at the stats from the government, not from me, don't take my word from it, just go look for the stats from the government and look at the border from, you know, when they started doing the stats all the way up till now. You had something that was working really, really well, better than it ever had worked before. The numbers were looking great. And again, you know, Brother Rasaji, we just got off a team call not too long ago. Brother Jimmy's a numbers guy. You can talk all the nonsense you want to me, but you better show me the freaking numbers, and you better show me the data that supports those numbers, because that's all I care about. I don't give a crap about all the politics and all the nonsense and, oh, America was built on people from different countries. Of course, America is people from all over the world. Of course, America was built from people from different countries, but we're not looking for to be the safe haven for all the prisons of the planet. Sorry, we got enough prisoners in our systems in the United States of America. We don't need everybody else's prisoners. And think about it. If you're a country, if you're a president, by the way, there's my flag shirt today. I hope that ain't a problem with the KGB, the FBI, that I have an actual flag shirt on. But if you look at, you know, all these other countries, and if you're seeing what we're doing here in the United States, you're saying, you know what, I'm paying for all these criminals in the jail. Maybe I just let them all out. And, you know, like you said, you know, we have our brothers and sisters from Cuba and Haiti and Dominican Republic and all over, you know, North America and all the Caribbeans and Latin America there, South America. But a lot of these people coming in aren't even from these areas. And, you know, everybody's emptying out their jail cells. And again, I'm not saying everybody coming over is that type of person. It's not that case. But then you've got the carnage going on with the women and the children on the trip over. And we're talking about stuff that we're not even going to talk about right here. Okay. It's so horrible that we don't want to talk about it. It's horrible. We need everybody praying and declaring and decreeing that the United States border is going to be sealed and that we're going to stop this stuff. And once you stop it, then guess what? All of this human carnage going on. It's horrible what goes on. I mean, if you knew what the llama knew and what the patriot knew about what's really going on, my wife she don't even want me to talk to her about it. And I really don't want to, because I don't need her to have nightmares and all of this stuff. But, you know, as human beings, as people of love and light, it's our responsibility to, you know, pray and meditate and get involved. I mean, we were just talking, Brother Rasaji, about how 25 school boards were flipped in Florida. 25 out of 30 that were getting the election went yesterday were flipped to people that are not going to let all of that crazy stuff happen with our children in kindergarten and school. It isn't going to be about indoctrination. It's going to be about education. Well, that's what we need to do. We don't need to indoctrinate people. We need to teach people how to get closer to the creator of all things, and then they can be, get their intuition through the spirit. They don't need to be indoctrinated by anybody. I'm not going around, you know, saying, well, you got to listen to me and you got to do what I say, or you know what? Off with your head. Believe me, these people, if they had their way, there would be lines to the guillotines, okay? Lines of people that aren't obeying what they say, all right? What they haven't figured out is that none of these type of governments ever last. They always get overthrown. The creator of all things, he sets governments up and takes them down. Nebuchadnezzar learned that. You would think he would have known that after he watched what happened when Daniel predicted, interpreted his dream, and then he threw those boys into the fire where his big, giant, strongest men. Now, you imagine back in those days, the big, strongest men. These are gladiators. These are people that, you know, these are barbarians. These are monsters. And when they threw those boys into the furnace, they died. They died. And after seeing all of this, he still had to walk on his freaking roof like the egomaniac he was and say, I created all these things. I'm the one that did this. After he was told if he didn't repent, that he would be on the ground like an animal eating grass. But he didn't care. He did it. And that's what exactly happened to him. I look at the United States and I look at a lot of these other governments around the world that they actually think they are God. They think they're gods. They think they're the rulers of all of us, like a King Nebuchadnezzar. But what they're going to find out and they're seeing happening, people are not going to stand for it. Okay? They're not going to stand for it regardless. And they're not going to let our borders be open and a free-for-all to anybody to come in that wants to come in. Again, I want to help people. I do. And with the demographic situation that the United States has that most people don't know about, Harry Dent, by the way, harrydent.com, if you want to understand about demographics and how it has an effect on, you know, the economy. Because we've got a baby boomer generation that they peaked out their money spending in 2007. Okay. Now, if you remember, we had a big financial crisis in 2008. Okay. But the government doesn't want us to have a recession. So what do? They print more money. They give their banker buddies trillions. These people get rewarded big bonuses for failing. It's amazing. It's amazing. They're failures and they get rewarded. I've been studying the banking system here in the Dominican Republic, and it has shocked me in horror that it's better than the banking system in the United States. Now think about this. This is the $80 billion a year economy over here, not a $20 trillion a year economy. The United States should have the best financial institutions on the freaking planet. And I know they sell that crap, but at the end of the day, they're so overextended that even the insurance that we have on our accounts, they can't even cover 20% of the losses, right? So now, there is a need for immigration. There is a need for legal immigration, a big one, because the demographics of the baby boomers, because the baby boomers was the generation that fueled basically the world, okay? It fueled the world, all right? But guess what? They're retiring. They're selling their homes. They're dying off. It's the way it is, and it's changing. My generation, Generation X, I'm the first year of that, based on the number 65, okay, is going to really benefit from all this that's going on, all this what people call chaos, mayhem, and turmoil, because we're going to be able to come in and buy. People are worried about the inflation, But what's going to happen is you're going to have the inflation, but then you're going to have a deflation because there ain't going to be nobody buying the stuff. And they're going to be like, what do you do when people don't buy your stuff? You sell it at whole, right? Brother Masaji, you give a sale.
Oh, that's right. That's
you lower right. the price. Right. You lower the price. So there's going to be bargains and a lot of great stuff.
Oh, it already but, is. It already is.
Right? It's already starting
to
happen.
I own two equity positions. That one is down 50% and the other one is down 80% in 1 year just from its high. And I'm real excited about the one that's down 80%. Most people would see that 80% down and they would go, oh my God, run for the trees. I don't want anything to do with that. Well, guess what that 80% equity position is? It's in a blanket of cryptocurrencies. So I'm in the equity market owning a blanket of cryptocurrencies, Jimmy, that are down 80%. Man, I'm like Warren Buffett sitting on the side and I'm just rubbing my hands together knowing that 5 or 10 years down the road, this thing's going to go through the roof because everybody knows where cryptocurrency is going over the next decade. You don't have to have rocket science when you know that a chain link currency will eventually replace every form of currency on the planet. There'll be chain link for real estate. There'll be a chain link for oil, a chain link there already is for gold and silver, for all the commodities and the commodity markets, all the currencies that are traded in the currency market, right? Where, you know, $3 trillion change hands every day. You're talking about money, $3 trillion changes hands every 24 hours. So I feel like I'm sitting in the canary seat. And then on the other hand, as you know, brother, we're buying some silver and we're buying some gold because we know God only made so much of that. But, you know, my wife, back to a little bit talking about, you know, people coming here the right way. About 20 years ago, we decided that my lovely wife, Mita, was coming from the Philippines. And we did everything legally and everything right. And I went over and spent a whole month with her family during the Easter season. I went to the church where all of them growing up went to the church, went to mass with them. I probably met 30 people in her family. When she came before the U.S. Embassy that year with her application for a K-1 visa to come to America, the officer in the embassy said he couldn't believe it. Her file was about this big just with the communications of emails, right? Just like so, right? I mean, it was big as the Bible that we have in the Lamas. He's never seen anything like that. They want to make sure that when you bring a beautiful woman over here, see, if you do it the legal way, it's amazing. The legal way, Jimmy, protects these women, protects these children. Yes. She had to go through video courses sponsored by the U.S. Embassy that talked about human trafficking and things like that, like what to look after, what to be careful of. And when they finally got to the decision she was going to come to America, well, first of all, it took me 19 months to get her here the right way. And part of the reason for that is just 14 months before Homeland Security had come into being. And we were filing less than a year after 9/11, and everybody knew what happened in 9/11 all over the world. And so that year, there were 50,000 applications in the U.S. Embassy in Manila for people to come here legally. And what they did, they went through those files and they gutted 25,000, 50%. Of those applications. And I ended up having to get a congressman to help me out. Guess what I found out, Jimmy, when I contacted the U.S. congressman in Northeast Florida? Well, they have a person in their office totally dedicated to help a person get here legally. The family that's the sponsor of the person coming, and to help the family member that's coming from that country. You see, when people honor law and order, and when they do it the legal right, remember, you're supposed to render to God what is God, render to Caesar what is Caesar. That term's not just to apply to tithing. That term says you're supposed to obey law and order. And the laws of this land and the immigration, when the people follow the letter of the law and get somebody here legally, there's a couple things that happens. It's good for everybody else. I mean, I can't imagine what my wife has added to the gross national product. Let me tell you how powerful it is when you come legally to this country. In the Philippines, the seventh highest thing that feeds their gross national product is people coming here legally and sending money back to the Philippines to help support their families with businesses. And can you imagine the seventh largest contribution? How important is that? Well, in a country where there's over 120 islands with 127 million people, that's huge. That's absolutely huge. So the reason why everybody wants to try to circumvent it, because they have hidden agendas, usually political, involved. They're thinking, oh, if we let these people come here illegally, well, they're going to vote for our party, right? They're going to back for us. It's funny, Jimmy, the statistics show that even the people coming here illegally, and this is my favorite statistic, that once they get here, they want to honor being legal too. In other words, they don't want people coming here illegal. When you sit these people down and questions the ones that came here illegally, they want to vote for a party that actually believes in legality. Now, to me, that's hubris humor. It's hubris humor. Back to you, bro.
Well, and again, and you know how I am about all things of division. Okay. And politics to me is division, just like, you know, unfortunately religion is, even though I love my brothers and sisters in, you know, Catholics, Christians, Muslims, you know, Hindus, I love them all, everybody, because there is good religious establishments where people go and they get empowered by what they're doing in the congregation and all of that. But everything has an agenda with these people. All of our politicians used to be together saying that, yes, it's very important for the United States to have a strong border. I mean, you can see them in past videos where they're saying this. They're saying this, okay? And now you can't get anything done with it's like a freak show, a circus clown show. These guys can't do anything. I mean, very, very little do they get accomplished. I mean, you look at the ratings of the approval ratings of these people from the American people. Dirt has more of approval. Dog crap on the bottom of your feet have more of approval reading than these people. Okay? They don't have anything. But you know what's good? This is what's good about what's happening. It's waking more people up. I'm not saying woke people. It's waking more people up. Okay. And they could try to slow the llama down on his video, and they could try to slow me down on the video, and they could kick my son off of Facebook 90 times, and they could keep on throwing our people off, but we're going to get back up, and we're going to get back on, and we're going to get back up, and we're going to get back on, and we ain't going to stop. Okay. We ain't going to stop. And this is the way the people are starting to get. And one of the things I love about what we're doing over at the Circle of Life is we're giving the people the foundational situation. You just go over there and read the testimonials, but the people are starting to step into their power. And then, you know, you've got to start dispatching the Creator's angels on these issues. Okay. You got to start dispatching. You got to start declaring and decreeing. You got to start thanking the Creator. And believe me when I'm telling you, you are going to see acceleration. Like Brother Rashad, you just said, November 11th for the next 21 days. Oh my goodness gracious. What's going to be happening with judgment, ascension, and the other thing that you were talking about, Brother Rasaji, was what?
Transformation.
Transformation is going to be on supercharged beyond being supercharged, okay? So you got to prepare yourself with that. So if you haven't done the 45-day challenge, I would recommend going over to Rasaji.com, signing up for free, and getting into the 45-day challenge, utilizing every single thing that we have free to your advantage ASAP, because you better prepare yourself for what's getting ready to happen. And this is going to continue to heat up. Okay. There is no white horse except the creator and his son that's going to come and save you. It's going to be us stepping into our power, working together as a team and creating results like what happened in Florida yesterday, what happened in Texas a couple months ago that are going to change us, like what we're doing with the sheriffs, okay? Training the sheriffs that the sheriffs don't know that they in 47 states across the America here, United States of America, the sheriff has the most power, law enforcement power, than any entity. Over the federal government, over the state government, over the county government, over the local government, completely. And they're the only elected law enforcement person, okay? So I would be reaching out to my sheriffs too, everyone. I would be bringing them some chocolate chip cookies or some freaking oatmeal cookies or a pumpkin pie or an apple pie or something. Get to know them. Talk to them. Don't go attack them. But get to know them, because I think more and more people with what's going on with the border crisis, what's going on with, I mean, the amount of, we did the food wars, we're talking about the food battles going on, all this stuff that's happening, okay? And next week, we're going to be talking about the currency crisis and getting into more detail about what is really going on. But I mean, all of these things that are going on, the good thing about it, it's waking more people up.
Amen.
The bad thing about it, most people are not waking up fast enough. And most people are going to get caught on the other side of the equation. Okay. So it's very important for people to start waking up and understanding that there's going to be a transformation on this planet like they've never seen before. And you've got to start working on congregating in a local way and supporting each other and getting on your armor of God, getting battle ready and ready to go. Okay. You got to be prepared for that. Back to you, Brother Rasaji.
Yeah, this is interesting, Jimmy. I think we mentioned this, maybe 20 episodes ago or more, but this is, I think, a good time to re-mention that. And that is, we are, you know, the dilemma that we actually have right now, it is a curse and a blessing. So we have a curse and we have a blessing. On one hand, it's a curse. On another hand, it's a blessing, right? That's what we have going on right now. And that idea is we've never had this many unconscious people on the planet simultaneously with as many conscious people as we have on that planet. So you got two syndromes that's going on right now. You've got the dark side, who knows they've been losing ground since Abba put Adam on the soil 175,000 years ago, right? They ruled. They were 65-75% in charge of anything. But when you look at the population then, you know, probably wouldn't at a million people then. Just imagine what's happened, probably 1 million, 2 million people about that time. And now we're pushing 8 billion people. Think about that for a second. You got on one extreme, you got almost 1 billion people that are extremely just not nice. They're either leading the charge on not being nice and on the dark side, or they're following it totally blindly, right? Drinking the Kool-Aid, so to speak. Then we got about 1 billion people that feel like you guys do that are tuning in right now. They feel like you, you know, they're somewhere with their self growth. They believe in an almighty. They believe in a higher force. They know they need to give this world back to God. They are getting involved with doing stuff. Several of you now are very involved with us that are here with getting stuff done. Now, the dilemma is there's 6 billion people in the middle between those two sandwiches. And what is going to happen to the 6 billion people? Well, I got to tell you, in the spiritual realm that I visit quite often and have been for over 50 years in this life alone, I can tell you that the concept of guilt by association probably never applies more than it does right now. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. You've got to get your family ready, spiritually more important than other. Then you want to reread your constitution and your bill of rights, and you want to know what your civil and legal rights are for you and your family, whatever they are. Do what they say, because that's the playbook, right? With those two things in order, you want to come over to COL. You want to come over to My Patriots Network. And if you're a kind of person right now that you don't want just another job, but you want a career, or you'd like to be able to create a business online, my brother here, Jimmy, is a master of internet marketing and business. And so you need to come over, because you could actually join mastermind webinars for free, and from the comfort of your own home, learn how to build an extra couple income streams that would help you and your family. And this is really important. And the reason why today I did a new daily llama that's going to come out this coming Tuesday, and it's going to be called Charity versus Generosity. A lot of people are still mixed up that they think we live in the age of charity, when the reality is we live in the age of generosity. A lot of people are confused that we still need to be giving so much to people, as opposed to giving a hand up, as opposed to a hand out. And those people who still live in the past, because that's very much in the past, they're going to have a hard time making the adjustments now. But if you understand that generosity vibrates at such a higher frequency than charity, then you're in the right place at the right time, listening to the right network, and you're the very people we want to talk to. We want you to hook up with us, put on your armor of God. We've got some things that Abba really wants us to get done, because we ain't waiting on politicians. We're not waiting on leaders from religious bodies. We dang gum sure are not waiting on academia, with what I saw this week coming down and how they're involved in the biggest scam that ever hit America. So we're not waiting on any of these people. We're hooking up with people with law and order, with spiritual patriots, and people who believe the saying in the South about get her done. And if you're ready to get her done, you come over to this network. We've got solution-orientated channels, or the llama would not be involved. And nor would the llamasary be in endorsing what we're doing, because we, when it comes to spirituality, the llamasary produces more action-orientated people that put spirituality in the rubber to the road more than any organization you have ever seen. Back to you, bro.
Yeah, and I see some comments here about, you know, this, and again, we're talking about the, you know, the borderless countries, right? And mainly the United States, because most of these countries ain't letting that happen with them. Again, I'm in a country that's considered a third world country, and their border is way tighter than our border in the United States, okay? And again, their banking system, I'm finding out, is much more solvent than ours in the United States. It's pretty sad. You think you'd be the United States to be like dropping down. You know, the United States used to be top dog in a lot of different areas. Now we're like the bottom dog all over the place. And we got a circus of a freak show going on in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of people that, that's like a just big giant toilet. Someone needs to hit the handle and flush it. It needs to go away. It's really a nasty situation what they're all doing. Yet, you know, you got husbands of certain people that are drunk, smashing into people, pulling out their $100,000 silver, platinum, get out of jail free card. That didn't work too well for him. You got him being the more of a savvy investor than Warren Buffett. His accuracy, okay, more than Warren Buffett. Think about that. Talk about insider information. You've got a big mess going on in this country, in the United States, but there's a mess going on around the world. But the good news is, as we go through this, and we're going to go through it, and again, some of us are going to go through it much easier than others. It's going to be depending on your vibration. I hear somebody talking about the fifth dimension, and you know they're listening to my son Tommy Truthful and us. Listen, you had said something, Brother Rasaji, about the fifth dimension, something occurring between the 11th and the 21 days. Can you talk about that a little bit, about what's going to be happening there? Because it's so important that these brothers and sisters are ready for what's going to happen.
Everybody's been talking for the last 24, 36 months, and most people talking don't have a clue what they're talking about 3D, 4D, and 5D. Yeah. Mama Siri has been studying that stuff for 3,000 years. So when you're trying to bring something into creation or let go of something that you know you need to let go, always the fourth dimension is involved in. And in the fourth dimension, pretty much vibrates in alignment with our unconscious being, our emotional self, and our up and down negative and positive thoughts, kind of like a ping pong battle on a ping pong table, right? When 11-11 comes, just imagine all of a sudden all the resistance that most people get in the 4D, imagine that it doesn't exist for 21 days. Imagine that the Holy Spirit is going to deliver what's coming to people like a hot knife going through melted butter. And that's what's getting ready to happen. So the 5D, so it's powerful enough. We live in dimensions where there's seven frequencies in each dimension. If you think about it, it makes sense because there's seven colors of the rainbow, right? There's seven notes on a scale of music. The number seven in all holy scriptures is extremely important. So in the third, fourth, and fifth D alone, we're talking about 21 frequencies. I want you to think about something. A lot of times people will incarnate in the third dimension and stay between the fourth and fifth frequency for a whole lifetime. In other words, within 75 to 80 years, they don't change much more than that, right? That's where their self-improvement is. But imagine an event that happened so profoundly in 21 days. See, there was an event like this that I was involved in 1987 in August called the Harmonic Conversion. And you go back about three episodes of the latest of the Lama series, and you'll hear all about that. And you'll hear how profound that transformation and resurrection that was going on that year. And that was based on the prophecy of the Mayans. They had already planted that. A guy wrote a book called Jose Argalas called The Mayan Factor. And you still get it. And he talked about the harmonic conversion coming years before it did. Well, we're telling you now months before, and what's going to happen on the 21st, going to make the harmonic conversion look like nothing. So that means judgment. That means ascension, transformation. Whatever you're due, when you look in the mirror, and if you've been a good person, whatever you do, it's going to get accelerated. But if you've been trying to hurt people, you're going to see a lot of things happen to a lot of people that people been waiting on to happen. And you're going to be mesmerized with what you see. But what Jimmy said about what happened in the schools in Florida, you're going to see so much of that in 21 days. I mean, you're going to see people just fall dead right in the street and nobody know why. You're going to see there are going to be people that disappear and you're not going to know why. And by the way, when they disappear, it won't necessarily be a bad thing. It might be for some of their family members that don't understand where they go. But if they've been working on ascension and transformation for several years and their family didn't really know it, but they know it, well, all I'm saying is all of this is going to be a lot easier to happen. Just think that you have a special passport. We've been talking a lot about passports with this, you know, this whatever that you want to call this thing the last 24, 36 months. But imagine these people get a passport. On the passport, it says accelerated transformation, accelerated ascension. Oh, my God. Accelerated judgment. Right. That's what's getting ready to happen, brother. Back to you.
Boy, boy, oh, boy. If I was everybody, I think that I would be working on getting up a little bit earlier and spending time with the Creator and His Son and getting your spiritual connection really solid and working on the breathing and all the exercises taught within the 45-day challenge. You better prepare yourself for this because I'm telling you, it's going to light people up. And if you're due judgment, you're going to get it, and you're going to get plenty of it. If you're due something good, you're going to get that and plenty of it. The acceleration and the fact that it's going to eliminate a lot of the 4D side and go right into that, you know, that actual happening situation within 5D, it's going to be, boy, that's going to be pretty, pretty intense. So I would prepare for it. I would get ready for it. And that's the reason why Brother Rasaji and myself decided to create that free program at Rasaji.com. That's why we did it, you know, because we want to help people be solid as a rock because there is a transformation happening. Someone's asking in the comments, you know, why do you think that they're, you know, just letting everybody pour through the borders? Now, look, some of these people that are in charge, they truly hate the United States. Okay? They hate us. And they don't want the United States to be the top dog. They want the United States to be crushed. Okay? Pretty simple. I mean, people don't do what they do if they love the United States of America. And is the United States of America perfect? No. Has it done bad things in its past? Of course it has. Give me one country in the world that hasn't. Just give me one.
It's or this community better.
Or right. One. All of them have done things that are horrifying. Okay. But this is our country. I love America. You know, I know Brother Rasaji loves America. And I know all of you brothers and sisters, whatever country you're from, you love your country. And we want to protect our country. And we want our country to be run by competent people, not incompetent people. And I think that all this nonsense that these people are doing, all they're doing is going to get the same results that happened in Florida yesterday, where 30 of the school boards were turned over, 25 of them were turned over. And it's going to continue to happen. And again, get with your sheriffs. Start backing your sheriffs up. Find out where their head is. Don't go interrogate them. You know, if you came and started interrogating me and you didn't get to know me, I mean, I would be very defensive. The Patriot wouldn't like that, okay? So you can't do that to your sheriff. You got to go get to know them. Go to some gatherings, you know. Make sure that you can talk to them and just tell them, hey, you know, what do you feel about all this stuff? What do you feel about the open border? What do you feel about the assault on the Second Amendment? What do you feel about the assault on the First Amendment? What do you feel about that? What's your stance on that? That's not something that you shouldn't be able to ask your sheriff. And if they got an attitude about it, then you and your fellow patriots in that county need to find another sheriff if you got enough of them. If you don't have enough of them, and Brother Rasaji's told us this, they're talking about 33 states and 17. about 33 states on the side of constitutionality.
31, let me put it this way. 31 states are going to start following Florida and Texas lead. They'll two states that'll be at the top of this real conservative back. It's a basic principle, Jimmy. This is where it's going. Back to God first, back to family, back to country. There's 33 states that's going to be, you're going to be able to choose from. There's about 17 states that's going to resist that movement because they want free borders. They want debt at the expense of slave labor. In other words, they would love to turn you into their slaves if they could and work off of your backs, just like they're trying now to get people in America to they're going to forgive student debt in the neighborhood of about $300 billion and put $10,000 in people who never worked to pay off the debt to start with and not honor the people who legally did it the right way, that they family worked two jobs and they paid off the debt and they got nothing for them. So those people who like that kind of politics and that kind of economy, they'll be running these 15 to 17 states. The other 33 states with Texas and Florida at the top of that rim are going to teach people first God, then your family, and then your country. Honor God, honor your family, and then honor your country. And that means a sovereign country. A sovereign country has to have borders. So because we're called the United States of America, right? The United States of America, now it's turned over to the governors and the sheriffs of the counties to defend the borders that the national government does not want to defend, right? The national government, I mean, basically they created civil unrest things that are actually greater now than when we had the Civil War in 1861 to 1865. What's going on now is even more ludicrous than what was going on then, if you do your history. Now, you got to remember, Lamissary has seen it all. We've seen the reign of Kublai and Genghis Khan. We've seen people march through people's borders. But remember, China didn't put up that wall by accident. Think about it. China didn't put up that wall by accident. And go around and do some investigations. They're more than 30 countries that got border walls around the world. We've seen them all come up, but we've also seen people who live like tyrants. They're always brought to justice. Either God reaches out with his right hand, just like, and it says in Isaiah, don't be fearful because my right hand of justice, it's coming. Believe you me, it's going to come hard like a hammer from about 11/11 till about right before Advent starts the 1st of December. And remember, you heard it here first on the Patriot and the Llama. And get ready. I'll be talking about it more on the latest of the Llama series coming up. I'll be able to tell you some stats that we can't talk about right now. But if you're a person who honors God, honors your family, and then honors your country, it's time for everybody to stand up and to stand out. And that's what you need to do. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, we all have to do that. And there, you know, you see a lot of people now stepping up to the plate, getting involved in politics, even though they feel like they're, you know, a septic tank cleaner. And nothing against septic tank cleaners, but if you don't know what a septic tank is, it's not something you want to be involved in cleaning, because it's where all the human waste goes if you don't have a sewer system, right? So, you know, it's like a giant, they call it the swamp. I call it the septic tank. It's beyond a swamp. It's, you know, it's just full of just the most nastiest things you could ever think about. And a lot of people now are stepping up and they're running for office. And I was there's a couple of women in Congress that are really standing up in a big way. And one, I don't know their names exactly, but one of them has blonde hair. And she was talking about how they tried to kill her. And I'm thinking, you know, but yet she's fearless. She's not going to stop. Okay. And, you know, that's what it's going to take. You got to have trust in the Heavenly Father that He's got your back. There's no one that's going to have your back stronger than the Creator. Okay. And you can't just sit idly by and let the country burn wherever you're at, whether it's Australia, whether it's the United States, whether it's here in Dominican Republic, wherever it is. You can't just sit idly by and let your country burn. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think that's the young lady
from Georgia.
They wanted to take her out, okay? Or try to take her out. Oh, for goodness sakes, we've heard that they tried to take 45 out lots of times, okay? Thank goodness that, you know, my wife keeps on saying to me, well, he's a billionaire. He's got the money to fund, you know, his security. He's got the money to fund, you know, his lawyer, legal team. And that's true. But he got that money from one resource, from the Creator. Because believe me when I'm telling you, he was met for this purpose right now. Right? I know there's people out there that say the guy is a plant and this and that and this and that. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, okay? But you got to live in the world of reality of what's going on right now. I've been hearing from one of my friends that every 2 months that we're going to be gone. We're done. It's over. You know, our gooses are cooked. We're gone.
Jimmy, the Lamasery's been hearing that for a millennium. Remember, we're around for over 3,000 years. We've been hearing doom and gloom for 1,000 years. By monarchs and people who just want to manipulate other people. That's the key.
Right.
You know, a lot of people will throw rocks at Trump because they're upset that he didn't hold his office, that they were unable to get him back in office because he was their knight on the white horse, and they put too much stock into that. Also, they didn't realize how much darkness still controlled this world, especially key positions. And also, they're part of the very ones that let it happen, fed it, and they're also part of the very ones that won't do for themselves because they still want someone to do for them. So that's where a lot of this animosity and negative rock throwing come. Again, you without sin, right, cast the first stone.
100%. I want to take some questions now. And again, I really want to recommend that people get over there to the 45-day challenge. Why don't folks that have done the 45-day challenge or part of the private membership or you're involved with what we're doing at COL, put your comments. Sow some good seed. Again, put your comments in here. Let people know what's happening to you, not that it's coming from Patriot Jimmy or the Brother Lama over here, that you know it's coming from you, what's happening in your life, what you're seeing happen by doing what we're teaching over there at the Circle of Life. I mean, we're seeing healing happen, physical healings. We're seeing financial blessings happening. We're seeing people stepping into their power with the Creator more than they ever have in their entire lives. Okay. All you have to do is go read the testimonials, watch the videos, look at the comments, connect with the people that are leaving the comments, ask them. Okay. Again, judgment or ascension? I think I'd rather have ascension than judgment. Okay, but are you ready for it? Because if you ain't ready for it, you ain't going to get it. Okay? Now, people look at death a little bit differently than the Lama and the Patriot do. Okay? Your soul never dies. Okay? Your soul never dies. So as soon as this body's gone, you're go watch the 49 days after death of the Dalai Lama. The title there. That is about 49 days after death, what goes on after death. Watch it. See what's going on. Okay. You need to pay attention to what is happening and you need to prepare yourself. Okay. So let's take some questions now. Could you hold on? Go ahead, Brother Laba, answer some questions. I got to, somebody's knocking at my door. Hold on one second.
Yeah, let me just talk a little bit until Jimmy gets back. But, you know, what we're doing at the Circle of Life, it's not being done. Not like what we're doing. And the testimonies, if you've never read some of the testimonies, read the testimonies because they're really profound. I mean, some of these are paragraphs. We've gotten a couple that they were like two or three written pages, you know, what would fill a whole email, right? Is it almost like a blog. And it's just amazing. So I always tell people if you're looking for some third party validation and you want the validation from regular folks like yourself, in other words, like when you look in the mirror like that, then go read some of those testimonies and then give it a shot. You got nothing to lose. It costs you absolutely nothing. You won't break a sweat. And the exercises and the meditations are so simple that, you know, a fifth grader could do them. Back to you, Jim.
Absolutely. That was my mother-in-law who speaks no English and me speaking very little Spanish. And she's got something smelling real good downstairs. I think it's some rice and beans and some chicken boyo. And she don't understand what I'm saying. And I don't understand what she's saying, except she's talking about eating. So the patron understands eating. Don't get me wrong there. So I'm trying to tell her Cindy ain't here. It's funny. I had to share that with you because, you know, folks, I never leave here and go off camera. But, hey, we're doing this from our house. You know, we love it. It was very exciting. But look at the comments that we're getting right now about the 45-day challenge right now in the comments, okay? And just jump in and get involved with us. Get involved with us so you can strengthen yourself and you can become who you were meant to be and you can handle what's getting ready to happen. But it's been, listen, the energy is intensifying every day, all right? What's going to happen from the 11th for the 21 days is going to be supercharged to the next level of like warp speed, Scotty. Okay. So are you going to be ready for that? You better prepare. You don't have a long time. Today's the, August 25th. Okay. September 25th, October 25th. And then we're right into November. So you got less than 90 days to prepare. But the good news is, go read the testimonials and see how many people that went through a 45-day challenge or two, and you can get through two 45-day challenges and start your next one before this hits. And I would recommend doing that. So how you start, you just go to rasaji.com at the bottom of the screen, rasaji.com. You'll see right when you get it, you join the free community, the Circle of Life free community. And all you got to do is give us your email. It'll send you an email address. It'll send you an email. You give us a password and you go right in there and you'll see all the free training. You'll see the button on the side, 45-day challenge. You just click it and you start following the steps. Okay. You do that for 45 days. Listen to the Daily Lama. Get on the Patriot and Lama show. Listen to the Wellness Wednesdays. Make a commitment to listen to the information. Pray on it. Meditate on it. Give yourself time with the Creator in the morning. I love my wife. Some days she'll do Tai Chi Gong with me. Some days she won't because she's very wanting to get working. You know what they say? Start, go slow. Start, go slow. But you got to start. You better start. I think Master Lama Rasaji, Brother Rasaji, there are going to be some people flipping out here, you know, during that period of time, unfortunately, right? I mean.
Yeah, what they have seen up to now, they haven't seen anything, Jimmy, about what's getting ready to come. So we talked about that. It was ironic. People might remember several episodes ago that I talked about, you know, the next 18 to 36 months things were going to get heavy duty. And I was telling people they kept asking me, when's it going to start? And back several weeks ago, before we knew about the portal of Shiva that is actually going to open this up, we knew that it was going to come close to the beginning of the year. I didn't realize it was coming this early. And so a lot of the lamas got together and everything that we've been picking up on. This is going to be big. It's going to make the harmonic conversion, you know, that happened better than 35, 40 years ago look like nothing. So it's going to be big.
Well, that's very, very exciting. Really exciting. Let me see and look at some questions. We can answer a few questions, and then we're going to give a prayer and blessing, because I got to go make sure my mother-in-law understands what I'm saying. I don't think I'm mad at her or anything, because I was very nice, but I don't understand. But you know what's really cool now? You got these apps that you can download, and you can convert any language. Any language. You can type it in. You can say it in. I got to tell you, technology could be dangerous, but it also could be very beneficial, right? Amen. It depends on whose hands it's in, right?
That's right.
It depends on whose hands it's in. All right, so we don't die, and we can live a lot longer than they want us to live. Can you talk about a little bit about living longer? So Sister Bonnie wants to know about living longer, brother or
sister. Well, we have examples. You know, the key of it is, if we only had one or two examples, that would be a big idea. But when if just from reading and studying Holy Scriptures, our Judean Christian Bible, of which I'm very passionate about, and also the holy books of India, when I started comparing the two of those together, I was amazed of how many people were living well over 150 years old. And yet today, the average male still passing away about 78, and the average female about 83. And that number still dwarfs that number. The Lamasery has been responsible for more people living over 100, 150 than any organization on the planet. We've been doing it for three millenniums. So we know a little bit about that. We've learned patterns that people do over the years that accelerate the aging process. When you reverse those patterns, there are only about 6 to 12 things that actually, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. You only have to reverse about 6 to 12 things to greatly slow it down. Instead of aging 1 in 1 year, you'll age 1 in 2. Some people will age 1 in 3. Some people that are really dedicated actually start to reverse that process. What we have found out is our Heavenly Father, from Adam down, put a good amount of his DNA dormant in a lot of us. It's only truly activated through being what Jesus called being born of the Spirit, or he referred to it as second birth. And that second birth, that transition that you go through, seems to not only do things specially to your endocrine gland system, and not only to your portals or what yoga schools call chakras, but it also activates his DNA inside. It sets it on fire. One of the ways it sets it on fire is, not only Revelations makes a reference to a number 144,000. A lot of people say 144,000 will be saved. Actually, it means 144,000 minimum will be responsible for saving as many people in the world as we can. But that 144,000 has another meaning also. And that is, there are 144,000 parathyroids in the body. And you say, well, how come science in the medical field doesn't really adjust them? Well, they are dormant outside of about 6 to 12 parathyroids that surround the thyroid gland. They only really become activate and present when you start to get on the other side of that spiritual birth. And understand, we all know when we're born the first time, we're in the element of water in the mom's tummy. But this spiritual birth is a birth of the holy fire. A lot of times women think they're going through menopause. They're not really going through menopause. They're actually beginning to go through second birth. That's why so many men today, they say, well, there's male menopause. A lot of these males are also going through second. The moment you turn your life over to God, I mean, you truly say, I'm gonna let you live through me. That's when you turn your life. You're living through me. You're looking through my eyes. You're hearing out my ears. You're speaking my speech. That's turning your life. Anything less than that, you're not turning over your life to God. I don't care what you call it. When you do that, you automatically activate second birth. Now, Tai Chi Gong in the 45-day challenge Jimmy's talking about was giving to you to make that process more balanced with less residual effect on you. Back to you, Jim.
Absolutely. So again, it's really important that you are building that solid foundation. And you got to pray. You got to get your discernment to know what is true and what is not, what is real, what is fake. You know, I hear a lot of people. I just threw one person out, by the way, block that lady, Carmine, my son, little Carmine, with her negative attitude. You know, you don't have to watch us. Get lost.
Change ship.
Good luck. Wish you the best. And this is probably a person that's broke, living in grandma's basement, ain't got shit, and, you know, complaining about everybody else, but can't do anything. Okay. We're here to help you folks. Okay. We're here to help you. Right. And we want to show you what we're seeing happening and get you testimonials from people, show you the testimonials that what's happening to people, and they're stepping into their power and they're seeing what we've been saying for the last 18 months. You know, we're not like these people that are out there saying, well, this date, the white horse is riding in and he's going to save everybody. Trump owns the military, this, that, all this bunch of malarkey that only we, the people that love the creator, are going to help make this different. You want to dispatch angels? You want to declare and decree? You want to pray together? You want to make this happen? Well, you're in the right place. If you want to sit here and be nasty and nonsense, I'll throw you out so quick your head will spin. Because the Patriot don't care. I got my son, Tommy Truthful, and my grandson, Carmine. They'll just execute you right from this freaking situation. And I'll ban you from all the pages. There you go. End of story. That's it. But all you brothers and sisters that understand and you do have discernment and you know what the Lama's saying and what the Patriot's saying is true, because it's not from us. It's from the Holy Spirit speaking through us. What he brings to us. Why does that happen? Because we put in the freaking time. I've trained tens of thousands of people online. And you know what the biggest problem is with people? They don't follow through. They just don't follow through. They want to change, but they don't do what it takes to change. And all they want to do is insult everybody else. Does that make them feel bigger? Because they're the victim. Oh my gosh, I'm the victim. Step into your power. Become who you were born to be. And the 45-day challenge is helping people with that. Now, we have one brother here that's talking about his 45-day challenge has turned into a 540-day challenge. Which, by the way, he brings out adds up to 9, which new beginnings, right? So a lot of good things are happening over the COL, and we want you to be part of it, okay? We want you to be part of it. But also, you know, some people say, hey, Jimmy, just ignore the trolls. No, I'm not going to ignore them. I'm going to execute them and throw them out. I have no interest. I'm a production guy. I have no problem at getting rid of them. You know what I mean? That's what I got people here with us for, to handle that situation. Okay, but we love you guys. That's what we're doing this for. I don't have to do this. I'd go back over to Las Terrenas and spend the rest of my life sipping on freaking margaritas over there while I short sell the United States and let it burn into infinity and make a whole bunch of money. I don't have to do this, but I'm doing it because it's what Abba has called me to do. He's what he brought me back here to do. And it's what he brought the Llama back here to do. So we love you all very, very much. Brother Llama, you want to give these beautiful brothers and sisters some prayer and blessings and close this episode 67 of the Patriot Llama Show.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us together always in your light and your love, surrounding us with your peace and your understanding, giving us your will and your strength, and most importantly, your courage. We know that we can go out now and have you behind us, around us with your legions of angels of light, angels of protection, and angels of love. Everywhere we go, we know that you are healing, transforming, and ascending the people into your light day by day. You're putting in our heart what we came here to do. You're giving us the strength and the finances to make it happen. We know that you're restoring our families to that perfect health, that perfect image that you designed them to as they came into this life. We know they'll be restored in the bosom of you and your eternal Son forever. In the name of the living Christ, we thank you and we give all homage to you. Amen.
Amen. We love you, brothers and sisters. Love you very much. Have a wonderful and blessed day, and we will see you soon. Take care. God bless.